This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show on a Friday. Call it a Fear the Deer Friday. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Pick and Save, Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame
show. Do they
have
shirts tonight?
Host. He's also the host of the Wendy's Big Show.
They got the green ones. What color they got?
I believe it's green. I believe it says Fear the Deer tonight.
My boy Steve from Stay Wide Fence, and he gave me his shirt, the green one.
Yeah, sure.
It looked like a deer.
Mm-hmm.
You really got to look at it, though. It looked like trying to make the deer look scary. I don't know if deer can look scary, but it looks like it's scary.
There's one deer that looks very scary. His name is Giannis. He's one of the scariest looking people I've ever seen in my entire life.
Some dude has on a mask. I was watching the broadcast. He has on a deer head.
Like, didn't some girl call or lady call us last week say that she saw some guy selling hats with legitimate deer antlers on them?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen some of those before.
Like hard hats.
And the little antlers are coming out.
And the antlers are coming out of the head.
It's amazing.
Like real antlers.
I love it. Man.
Can I ask where you find real antlers?
Probably at one of these yard sales.
Just like take them off?
Like 50 cent. I don't know.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to be wearing one, but I love the fans, man. The fans having fun with this. No one should get arrested, though. We need to do we're getting the parade together.
Mm-hmm.
No one will get arrested. It'll be the first time. It'll be a championship in this city, Steve, and it'll be zero arrests. But
that's
people
sweet.
Like him.
That's nice.
Your friend, that's the group that'll get arrested.
He'll be working. He won't be able to.
No, I'm saying his type.
Most likely, yeah.
In his 20s. Hard-headed.
2 years out of college.
Yeah, they're going to swing on a horse or something. Something's going to happen.
Swing on one. But now, my question would be, so if we were at the parade, will we be on a float doing the big show?
Well, we got to go all the way back. We got to keep going. We may have to go in there, Illinois. I'm getting people saying, why can't we start in Illinois and come
back? We're not starting in Waukegan. They can come up here.
No, we might have to start in Rockford.
They can come up here.
Well, the big show going to have his own float.
We don't have that kind of money, man.
It's going to be sponsored.
Yeah, we can't ride 100 miles.
Man.
Maybe two?
No, we got to do this. I don't know when the next time we're going to win a championship, so we're going to ride slow. This float is going 5 miles an hour, so it's going to take some time to get the ride landed.
Well, you're going to have an opportunity to have a whole lot of parades, Sparky.
It'll take like 5 months to get the ride landed.
If you believe Giannis can have a LeBron-like impact on the Eastern Conference. 8 consecutive appearances in the NBA Finals.
Mm.
Superstars leaving the East to go play in the West, which was profoundly harder than the Eastern Conference, primarily because you knew that you had to go through the best player in the world.
Even if that meant going through Golden State with a bunch of players.
A historically great team, a team that won 73 games, mm-hmm. and then added the second best player mm-hmm. in the world. You are going up against a guy that single-handedly changed his style of play 3 or 4 different times to adapt with the league and still was at the top of his game every single time he did it. Do you believe Giannis can have a LeBron-like impact on the Eastern Conference?
Yeah.
Change the entire course of the conference?
Yeah, I think so. Look, the Knicks are going to give it their best getting Durant and Kyrie, and they're going to try and make a run and try and be that team in the East and try and be the Golden State of the East, I think is what the Knicks are wanting to accomplish here at the end of the day. I just think if everybody stays together, Brogdon, Bledsoe, Middleton, Giannis, and let's say Lopez, I just don't see how they get beat in the East going forward for the next couple of years. I just think it's going to be tough to beat this team in the Eastern Conference with everybody that's lined up, especially if Kawhi picks up and leaves Toronto. Kyrie leaves Boston, even though he stays in the conference. Kawhi, everybody seems to think, is going west, probably to the Clippers or something like that. So he's gone. By the way, you know, the crazy thing about this whole thing is there's still rumblings out there that maybe the Lakers trade LeBron or whatever the case may be.
Steve, we're in a free fall right now. It may just come all.
I saw somebody on Twitter suggest they should trade LeBron for Anthony Davis straight up.
No, we're trying to add him. Remember the tweet you sent me?
Yeah, the owner said over her dead body. Well, the Pelicans trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers.
That was hilarious.
I love her. She's hilarious.
Over the fourth pick.
Gail Benson is one of the funniest ladies I've ever heard in my entire life. I've never met her before.
You would control the NBA draft.
Don't care.
I'm just saying.
I got Anthony Davis.
Man, come on. You got Zion. You don't even need Anthony Davis. Let us have him.
You still need Anthony. I like Zion Williamson. I think he can average 20 and 10 in his first 2 years.
Sounds good.
You still need Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And see, that's the thing about it. If it was some way for Giannis to get anybody like that.
Like Anthony Davis.
Hey, man, listen. He's winning with the group he has. If he got anything like that, a superstar. Hey, man, listen, not only can he be the next LeBron, because remember, now LeBron had a lot of help towards Miami and all that, but before he did it by himself. I would consider this Giannis doing it by himself, Steve.
He wasn't winning championships by himself.
No. I'm talking the finals. He got to the finals. So I would consider Giannis taking this group that Holly nobody knows, and getting his team here by himself. Now, next year, after you win the championship, you got to get one of those guys to come. If you want to win for here on out, 8 straight years, otherwise it'll never be another.
See, that's the crazy thing about this is if Giannis and Middleton, Bledsoe and Brogdon get on this run, say they win 3 of 5 rings, 4 of 6 rings, something like that, it will be more impressive than Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
I ain't going there. That's your opinion. I ain't gonna...
You just said he's winning with nobody. Jordan had a Hall of Famer in Scottie Pippen, Hall of Famer in Dennis Rodman.
None of that. Well,
LeBron James had Hall of Famers in Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving.
Good.
So Middleton's not a Hall of Famer. Bledsoe's not a Hall of Famer. Brogdon's not a Hall of Famer.
We don't know, but I'm just saying.
So it would be more impressive than both.
You have your opinion. That'll make it wrong.
If they win, because you're talking about a lot of rings here. I mean, so we're dreaming. But if he wins 3 of 5, 4 of 6, I just don't know how anybody can argue with that.
See, I don't think you need to win the ring. I think LeBron I don't think you need to. This is the way I'm looking at it. If you got the opportunity, this guy was in, seemed like a finals every year.
8 consecutive.
That's hard to do. Even if you want half of
them. What's the knock on LeBron about Michael Jordan and LeBron?
I don't know. I don't get it. Yes, I'm a Kobe Bryant guy.
No, you've said it before about Michael.
I'm Kobe Bryant.
Michael didn't lose in the finals.
Well, he didn't lose. Had he stayed there more opportunity, he probably eventually would have
lost. And when you talk about greats of all time in the NFL, you say Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. Why? He didn't lose.
Well,
so,
did he not the greatest?
But that's the thing.
But to me now, that's changed.
You went to the cheater? Brady.
But allegedly, Steve, the man said he only took 4.2 PCIMs.
Spygate and everything else.
That ain't got nothing to do with me covering that.
What about Spygate? He didn't know?
Well, Spygate is a different show.
He didn't know. Get out of here.
That ain't his fault.
Steve knew.
That was the interns giving me the information. I don't know where these films come from, Steve.
How did we get a camera way up there? How did we see their walkthrough?
It's above my pay grade. If you got guys working hard, they're like somebody stole his jersey and they secretly found it. They got people in New England work hard, okay?
I got no problem with that.
But Tom Brady, the greatest of all time.
Okay. So, but before that, you were saying Montana up until recently.
Because he never lost, of course. 4-0.
That's what you used to say, right?
Yeah, right.
So to this point with Giannis, that's what I'm saying. If he wins 3 of 4, 4 of 5, only has 1 finals loss, but has 3 or 4 rings, to me, that's more impressive because he's not going to do it with a legit Hall of Famer with him.
Sure.
And he's going to have to beat other teams with Hall of Famers on it.
Yeah.
If Kyrie and Durant end up being on a team, those are 2 Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And you know they're going to surround with guys in New York.
Yeah.
So if you knock them out and then you beat Golden State this year with those Hall of Famers, hey, man, That's at a different level.
But what if he gets one of those superstars? And I don't think he ever loses in the East. I don't think KD, but what if KD did come here? What if they make a trade? Because I'm a big John Horst guy. What if he brings in a second level all-star Klay Thompson type guy? Hey, man, I don't think he'll ever lose in the East.
Like trade for Anthony Davis.
Yes. He would. Now he can repeat what LeBron, 8 straight finals and all. Because if you go to 8 straight finals, you're going to win at least a few of them, you would think, right? So, but he's doing this, I'm going to say nationally, that he's got his team wire to wire by himself. Now, I'm a big Cash fan. I don't think people, because we still have people saying they don't want to pay him. You don't say that to a superstar. I don't think nobody in Golden State said, hey, I don't want to pay Klay Thompson.
Nobody wanted to pay Draymond Green.
But Draymond Green, I feel like he
was the best player on the team.
Switch arm and knife. Without him, they're not winning. They're just not, okay? Look at the numbers. I'm not a number guy, but everybody needs a Draymond Green on the team. Guy had 5 blocks, okay? Stop it. I mean, the guy's amazing.
Played really well. I almost got the vein on that one.
He played well.
The guy's amazing, man. Without him, they're not winning.
He played well.
414-799-1250. Will Giannis have a LeBron-type effect on the Eastern Conference? That's 8 consecutive finals appearances, guys. That's changing the entire complexity of the conference, where you talk about players leaving the conference because they believe they have a better chance of winning a title going through a historically great team in the Golden State Warriors, because I don't want to play the baddest man on the planet. Can that be Giannis? Your reaction next. 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show back after this with Cash the rest of the day. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Leroy Butler, Leap 36, unnamed 2020 class of the Pro Football Hall of Famer. That's not a prediction, ladies and gentlemen. That's a spoiler. I just talked to my man Baker over there at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We shared a cup of coffee, talked over at DXL. He's a big man like me, fit into a suit. Let him know what was going on. Now, that's a big dude. Like, I think I'm a big dude. That's a big dude. I'm excited for when we broadcast the Wendy's Big Show out there when you get inducted, Leroy. That's going to be fun. I'm going to talk to Dave Baker and maybe share a steak or 2 or 10 with him. 414-799-1250. Or since it's the Wendy's Big Show, I'll just bring him a couple of biggie bags, maybe a couple of those 50-cent Frosties, and it'll be all good. Will Giannis have a LeBron-like effect on the Eastern Conference? When LeBron started in the Eastern Conference all the way back in 2003, Leroy, we've talked about like the Matrix moment that LeBron had in the Eastern Conference semis against Detroit, where he arrived and everybody pretty much knew he was at that point the best player in the world. Nobody was going to be able to stop him. And then he rattles off a run of going to like 9 finals in like 11 years. And it culminates with 8 consecutive. And he was broken, obviously, this year when he goes to LA and doesn't make the playoffs with the Lakers. But in the last decade, the Eastern Conference has been so down because so many players haven't wanted to go through the gauntlet of LeBron James in May, LeBron James in April. Can Giannis, after what he's doing in this playoffs and showcasing his dominance over Boston, who everybody thought was the best team talent-wise on paper, Toronto, who has been in this position each of the last 3 years with a chance to go to the finals, they ran into LeBron, got beat. Philadelphia, who everybody says was the greatest thing since sliced bread with Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, bringing Jimmy Butler. Oh, then let's go grab Tobias Harris at the deadline and stock up the best starting 5 we can. Giannis is proving right now that this is his Eastern Conference. But do you believe that it'll be his Eastern Conference like it was LeBron's for almost a decade?
That's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because all the teams that you got to beat, and then if you don't add, and not to mention a lot of these guys are free agents. You know, well, with the president, they can match anything someone throws out of him. But a lot of the fans don't want to even keep Middleton. They don't want to give him a max deal. They don't want him paying $30 million. That's all they talk about. So I'm assuming he may be with a different team next year. It's going to be hard to redo what you've done today, this year, next year. And not to mention Brook Lopez, who was the best player on the floor, it seems like, especially in the fourth quarter. He's not guaranteed to be here in the future. Some team may throw a lot of money at him, so this all may just break all up. But if they can keep these guys together, and with success, you got to spend money. You're going to sell more jerseys. You're going to do everything. Giannis' shoes going to be out. He's going to get a super max in a year or two. So now you got to say, do we have enough team that's powered and built to last? And that's something we talked about Adam McKelvey with. I think the Brewers are built to last because of their young pitching. I mean, Peralta, Woodruff, and these guys, Zach Davis, 26, and, you know, Dubon's coming up, Corey Ray's coming up, Keston here is here. You don't really have a farm system with the Bucks to say that. You just got Giannis. You have to build around that. So that's going to be very difficult for him to repeat what LeBron did, just take over the East for 8 straight years in all the finals and just took care of everything. And the only reason why he's not in it, because he went to a different conference. Had he stayed in the East, you don't know what would have been happening. With that being said, I'm a big John Horst guy. Mm-hmm. He has to add. If some of these guys leave, get overpaid, you got to add guys in. You know, the George Hills of the world, the Lopez's of the world, that's great. But you got to add in another number two. If you're not going to play Middleton, somebody, you're going to have to overpay somebody. That's what free agency is designed for, to overpay people.
And two, I like the point of where you brought up the Brook Lopez's, Leroy, and Sparky, in this sense of it. LeBron seemed to always have guys around the league that knew that he was going to give them the best opportunity, get the ring at the end of their career. Like David West. David West still had a bunch left in the tank when he went out and started chasing rings. And Ray Allen in the same breath.
Yes,
Paul Pierce for a few years was ring chasing all over the place. If Giannis, what does Giannis, do you believe, have to do in this finals, and maybe it's in this playoffs, and maybe it's coming up later on in this sense, to be the guy that players know that they can go ring chase with?
No, it's already done. It's already done.
With Powell?
Once you say you're an MVP, that's it. It's done. Once you officially are an MVP, then I think anybody's willing to go ring chase with you. Because then you're saying he was the best player in the NBA, and the best player in the NBA is only 24? Yeah, I think people are good ring chasing with him. And you have what's going to be Coach of the Year in Budenholzer for the second time, winning 60 games. In the regular season, a team that's in the Eastern Conference Finals, if they were to screw this up and lose to Toronto, which they won't. But if that were to happen, sure. If they lose in the NBA Finals to Golden State, and it's a hell of a series, yeah, people are going to want to line up to go play with the Bucks, especially knowing Durant's probably not going back to Golden State. So I think they're already there. I think they're already at that moment in time where guys are going to want to come play. And not to mention the fact, all the positive pub you've gotten from all these vets. George Hill, Nikola Mirotic went on and on about how great it was playing for the Bucks.
True.
Paul Gasol now has talked about how great it is playing for the Bucks and this environment and this coaching staff and all that. I think we're already at that point.
Kendrick's on the north side of Milwaukee. He's up on the Fan at 414-799-1250. What's up, Kendrick?
What's up, Baby Taos, Sparky, and my man Leroy? I'm going to direct this to Sparky because he's factual. You guys are kind of a little bit homers or whatever. But you have this run. If you look at it, honestly, with LeBron never had a go-to move. He improved his jumper. Now, if Giannis does that and they keep the same team, I still think they could make a few. But if Giannis improves his jumper and he gets a legit superstar, then yes, he can have that 8-year run if he gets a jumper and gets a superstar player. But if he just gets a jumper, I think some years players here and there, because he'll be dominant enough that he can drag his team along. But because if you look at that, was one magical year that LeBron had, but he got swept by the Spurs, I do believe. But when he went and got superstar players, he went 8 straight years. So that's what Giannis needs. A mid-range, I'm not necessarily saying a 3, and a superstar player, and then it's over for the East.
Appreciate the call, Kendrick.
See, when you got to say so many ifs, that means people don't know.
Playing the if-come-maybe game, sure. Yeah.
See, with LeBron, you didn't do that. You know, you just...
You felt like LeBron, it was over at that point because it was LeBron James.
He was the anointed one since birth, it seems like. I mean, the guy was the chosen one.
Yeah, he tattooed chosen one on his back.
Giannis had to go through that. Meat and potatoes. I mean, he wasn't born eating steak. I mean, this guy was eating spam. I mean, eating a noun later sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, LeBron was always platinum from day one. And it just seemed like when he got tired of losing in Cleveland, hey, I've taken this team as far as I could take them. Now you got to go to Miami, put this thing together, and now you're off and running. And I think, and then you go back to Cleveland and beat the best team of all time statistically, you know, in Golden State. Just, that's a lot to do. But LeBron had to jump around and do that. You know, hopefully, well, God is good. Giannis is going to stay here and do it. And that's what Steve is saying before Twitter goes crazy. It'll be more impressive because he's not leaving here going to New York to be with KD and some of these guys in the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, and
stay here and do it in this small market, to me, would be really impressive.
And join a guy that in your draft class won a ring, what, 2 years into his NBA career? Is who he joined in Dwayne Wade?
Mm-hmm.
D-Wade won that one with Shaq 2 years into his NBA career?
Yeah. And D-Wade was the guy on that team, not Shaq. Hey, some breaking news from Leroy's team, the L.A. Lakers. Ramona Shelbourne reporting the Lakers have decided they will not hire a president of basketball operations to replace Magic Johnson. Instead, Rob Pelinka gets to run the show.
That's just, I tell you, we're in free fall. It's all right.
The best form of reality television.
How can Genie Bus be worse than Jim Bus? Like, how? How the heck is that possible? Like, how do you get worse?
It's
like,
amazing.
I thought you were at a bad point. You've gotten worse.
Hey, man, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
All right, Leroy?
I'm just glad the Bucks are in the finals.
At least you got that.
That's all you got.
So you're calling sweep two now with Steve?
I just want to win.
Joel's on the south side. He's next at 414-799-1250. Joel, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? I don't want to disagree with the last caller because then Gary won't let me talk about how
Gary's
I don't think
not Gattis here.
He's not here, so you can do whatever you want.
Cool. No, but
he said cool.
Yes, is he a jumper? No.
Yeah.
So LeBron had the benefit, even though I'm a LeBron fan, he had the benefit of a watered down East, and that's, you know, a big reason. Besides being the greatest player, he made it to 8 straight finals. Now, Giannis, it's a tougher East, Philly, if Kawhi stays in Toronto, Boston because of Stevens, and they'll have talent. But they got Budenholzer, who is legit. And people, when they compare Mike to LeBron, I think they don't think about Phil was an all-time great coach. It's kind of like Brady with Belichick. And so I think Giannis and Budenholzer will be, you know, they'll be together for years. You mentioned John Horst. That's a big key, too, because they brought in a lot of key acquisitions. Not stars, but guys that fit with what they want to do. And so I think moving forward, they can. It's not to say he'll go to, you know, 5, 6, 7 straight finals, but they're going to be in contention every year. Budenholzer is always going to have a game plan. They're going to get guys because Giannis, he's an unselfish superstar. He's honest almost to a fault, you know, talking about it's easier to get through the East now that LeBron's gone. But, like, I think guys appreciate that about him. So I think that's a big reason why he can duplicate that success.
Appreciate it, Joel.
Great phone call. Here's the thing. Giannis isn't chumming with all these guys. Like, that's my boy. You know, let's hang out. Let's get on the boat together. Let's not fly to
Quinn France. Cook was hanging out with Rodney Hood yesterday, right before the game, chilling on the scores table.
Yeah,
Paul Pierce almost had a grabber on ESPN. You got to be kidding me.
I don't know if that'll hurt him or not. I really don't know. Him not working out with the guys. I don't know if it'll hurt him or not. Because at the end of the day, these guys are going to want to get paid. And they're going to want to try to win at the same time. But like you said, it was a great point. Towards the end of that roster, you need those David Wests and those Iguodala-type guys that, you know, don't cost you a lot of money.
Sean Livingston.
Right. Yep. Those guys just – they play 10 guys up there when they're playing at Golden State.
They
wipe out the bench playing.
Even Jarebko was a former first-round pick, too, that Bogut. They're bringing in, too. Andrew Bogut goes and plays, wins the MVP in the Australian League. And they're like, oh, yeah, hey, it's – oh, March 28th? Yeah, why don't you come in and play with us
back.
Now? Yeah, come on back. Ethan's in West Dallas. You're on the fan, Ethan.
Hey, guys. For me, I love Giannis just as much as everybody else. But LeBron technically made it to the final. He was the age of a senior in college.
Right.
And he took along with him Drew Gooden, Alex Pavlovich, like some pretty awful people.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't start winning until, you know, he got the bigger people to come with him because Cleveland gave him nothing that first time around. But I just think Giannis-wise, he's at a perfect setup right now where he can roll to the hole, and then he's got shooters just surrounded everywhere. Whatever lineup you put out there, there's a whole bunch of shooters. I love Giannis. I really do. But what LeBron did, I don't think will be done ever again.
Appreciate it.
I agree with you. I mean, that's just amazing.
It's tough to do. But nobody thought somebody would go to as many finals as Mike did. And LeBron did it and didn't have to take a year off
his gambling. I would have loved to have seen Michael if he didn't go play baseball.
to play
just
baseball.
Just stay there and just see how many they could have won, what you're seeing in Golden State. I would have loved
to. I bet he would have liked to, too, if he would have been allowed to.
And I just think that most people are going to look back in history. It said that Giannis took his team to the finals in the East, and he did it by himself. They're not going to be bringing up games that Lopez scored 29 and, you know, they're not going. They're just going to just talk about the superstar part of it.
That's what
did
people
you
are.
Build your team down to the finals.
That's what people amazing. Are going to be sitting around talking about over a couple of Frosties in about 15, 20 years.
50 Cent,
not better price than that.
Hey, you can't beat that.
Bucks play tonight. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's. So after they win tonight, you go to Wendy's after the game, buy yourself a medium drink, get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And like Baby Tosh said, get you some dessert while you're there. Get yourself a 50 cent frosty, chocolate or vanilla. I recommend eating it with a cookie. Rami turned me on to that back in the deal close to the show.
I wouldn't even waste a cookie.
Or a spoon or a French fry.
Or a finger.
Roy
man.
Likes using his fingers when he eats
yes.
a frosty.
Enjoy it.
It's your fingers. Do what you like. 50 cent frosties at Wendy's at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
And the Bucks don't have to cover. They just have to win. I had a couple of buddies ask me that. They don't have to cover for you to do this, right? Cover
Gamblers Anonymous. That's
yeah,
what I would suggest.
Got to
awesome.
Do that.
Okay, yeah. Bucks by 7 tonight. Yeah, you can book that. Yeah. That's being won. You could even book your chance to win $1,000. Comes up in 2 minutes after Mandela on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. You can listen to us on the radio.com app, 1250 AM as well. 414-799-1250, the phone number. Joining us now, Mike Clemens, our embedded green and gold football reporter.
Royalty.
He is. Royalty. He's also one of my favorite people here because he's always talking to me, and the one time that I was an intern,
well, we talk to you sometimes.
I stood there and I was standing right by Mike because I always liked watching Mike do his updates. And the one time he looks at me, he goes, "The door closes."
Did I say that? What a jerk! What a jerk!
No, trust me. Look at that picture right up there. He deserves it.
Yeah, wow.
The one up there, I'm scratching.
Well, that
just scratching his thing.
Oh, now he's a big-time talk show host and very
know,
good
right?
at it.
Appreciate it,
so,
Mike.
All right, so listen, that last game, Bucks against Celtics, semifinals, and you got on TV, you got David Bakhtiari chugging the two beers. Then you got the camera shot turned to Aaron, and he's shaking his head like, dude, you know, right? And then you're watching the game at home, and I'm looking at, you know, my Twitter feed, and here's a picture of the Milwaukee Brewers with Yelich and Braun, half dozen other players in their own suite, they're at the game. And you're also seeing people saying, Dabo Sweeney's here. He's on his tour of, you know, greatness. He's on the fun.
He did a first
things.
Pitch at Miller Park earlier that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounded
yeah.
huge.
But it's
country.
Cool.
Yep.
It's and I'm just saying, wait a minute, man. This is like a whole new level of fan spirit and excitement. I get a buzz on that kind of stuff. You know, and when I was a kid, I just got hired at Channel 18 in the video production crew in August of 82. I got there just as the World Series was coming on. So we got to do all those promos and talk to players and all the extra hours and all that kind of stuff, part of that staff. And I'm thinking like, okay, you know, it was NBC and the World Series, but, you know, I don't remember all these stars or other players from other teams coming and supporting the Brewers during that time. But I just think that if you're at that game and you're a fan and you see guys from the Packers, you know, winning team, and the Brewers there, or these other celebrities, that just adds juice, man.
What if
doesn't
Drake,
it?
What if Drake shows up tonight at that game?
Well, that'd be great.
Right?
That makes it even better.
Yep.
That makes it even better. But it's just, I mean, that is something special. Now, this isn't all by accident. And I'm trying to think over the years when you're watching a good team, and they've got that kind of celebrity. I mean, certainly with the Lakers 20 years ago, Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and the Laker girls, that was a whole thing, right?
Those people yeah, that's a big event.
You know, yeah. And that made that Laker team look cool back then, too. That was something like, look at these people. They support this team, man. All those Hollywood stars do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you watch the Super Bowl, if the Super Bowl's on CBS, well, guess what? You're going to see half the cast from Big Bang Theory.
suddenly sitting in a suite and waving.
They show Spike Lee every 15 seconds in Madison Square Garden.
Sure. If Cameron Diaz has a new movie coming out, she'll be feeding A-Rod popcorn
exactly.
or something like that.
So, you know, that's an old Hollywood thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's how smart the Bucks are. I mean, sure, Aaron's a minority owner and all that, but they're aware of this stuff. They're exploiting it. But they know that that adds to these games, to the excitement of the
absolutely.
Fans. It's an endorsement, right? It's an athlete endorsement.
Oh, absolutely it is.
Now, you know,
no doubt.
During training camp, when the Bucks have played at the rest center up in Green Bay, across the street from the practice field, mm-hmm. right? The Bucks will come up, do a preseason game, play another team, and they'll be, you know, I remember Amon Green, four or five other players, they'd come after mm-hmm. practice, right? And say, hey, we'll go to the game. And you know, the Bucks get them some tickets. And that was a fun buzz. And the, you know, the Green Bay stations would say, hey, the Bucks mm-hmm. were in town tonight, and so were some of the Packers. So that's always, you know, an additional thing. Now, you guys, mm-hmm. you 90s Packers, I'm sure you would come down and see some Bucks games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they didn't make it a big deal back then, did they?
Well, yeah, yeah. They used to send limos for us.
Oh, okay.
And
so the
team
would do it. The Bucks would do it for you.
Bucks, man, were great.
So if I'm
Senator
a fan,
Cole, I love Senator
if
Cole.
I'm a fan and I'm at the Bradley Center and it's, you know, 97, I'm thinking, wow, I got to see Leroy Butler, you know. And,
oh, yeah, they encouraged it. I mean, they wanted, it's just like any other arena, but, you know, at the Bradley Center was, that was the place. I mean, we were friends with Ray Allen and I went to school with Sam Cassell,
mm-hmm.
but it was a big deal. They park our cars before we come in the back and they get to you, you get, somebody escorts you to the seat. And they know where you are.
Right.
And then there's somebody says, hey, listen, in about 30 seconds, they're going to show you on the Jumbotron. So don't be picking your nose.
And no
doing
doubt.
Doing something crazy. It was awesome.
You know, I think Favre came to a Brewers game one time and hung out with Jeff Jenkins because everybody thought those guys looked the same.
Yep. I mean,
you know, Brett came to a. But when Aaron Rodgers started going to those Badger games a couple of years ago and sit next to Andy North, that's a pretty cool endorsement, you know, just to be there. And Aaron's obviously a basketball fan. That was pretty cool. But this is to the next level. And then I'll tell you about last year, regular season game Lambeau Field. And pregame, we've got that little media office, you know, where I've got the little office under the south end. I come out of the office, and there's Giannis Antetokounmpo standing next to our little media restroom. Like, hi, how you doing? I introduced myself. You know, I'm from the fan down in Milwaukee. I cover you guys. And I said, what brings you up? Oh, just, you know, here seeing the game. And I'm looking for the entourage, and there's like maybe one guy with them, but and he goes in and borrows our little restroom, comes back out. Middle of the second quarter during a timeout, you look up at the Jumbotron. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo. And you know, I was like, oh, see, this is scripted.
They lined it up.
They lined it up. It's an arrangement.
And he's in the 34 green and gold jersey.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
This is Peter Fagan and Mark Murphy and his people, and they get together because they know that cross-promotion. You know, it's like, hey, you bring Giannis. We'll bring Giannis up and put him in a nice place and give us a little chance for our camera crew to take a picture of him. Put it in. So we let 75,000 people know that he's here. You know, that just puts it over the top. And then, you know, we'll get some Packer players down there for you guys and all that kind of thing. This is smart marketing, man.
Well,
that's to the next level. With all the stuff they got going with the Deer District and the stadium and all the stuff that they've done, that's just over the top.
And they're also taking advantage of it, guys, over social media, right? Like the picture
absolutely.
Of Yelich when they're all in the suite. Who's wearing the 34 jersey?
Yes.
But the reigning MVP.
Yeah.
Christian Yelich is wearing the Giannis jersey. Like they know strategically who to place it on and who's going to be the big ticket ones that not only are going to buy into it, but also play along with it every single
time. Yeah, because you had a lot of MVPs in the building, of course, with Yelich.
Four of them.
Aaron Rodgers. Ryan Braun was, of course, MVP. And then, of course,
he was walking around with an asterisk on his shirt.
He was the first one to do it, actually.
Is that true?
What happened?
I heard he was walking around with an asterisk on his shirt.
I don't know what that means.
At the game?
I don't even know the joke.
No?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just know you're MVP.
Sorry.
But there's something to it, isn't there, Sparky? Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it add a little juice to the game?
Oh, I think so. I mean, especially, you know, for the fans that are there, you get super excited knowing that there are other players that you're fans of or whatever in the building.
It's only
supporting.
Cool, though, if you can get a picture with it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's
true. You
got to
get a picture.
No, because I'll tell you what happens.
Take a picture with
I'll tell
people.
You what happens. If you're sitting in a section below the suite where the Brewers are,
yep.
you're taking pictures of the Brewers in the suite.
Yeah.
You don't have to be in the suite with the Brewers. You're just like, dude, look, check this out. And you're setting it to your friends. Dude, Yelich is at the game. Dude, Braun's here.
Man,
whatever,
I
want right?
to be in that picture to get
and
me some lights.
That's what it's all about. But I mean, if you go back even a little ways before the liar and the cheat, it's
how
pretty much.
Get this guy his platform.
Sorry,
to keep saying this.
But sorry, asterisk him and him and Rodgers when they had their little relationship, they used to go to games together, right? And then Rodgers kind of got screwed over by Braun. That was the end of the restaurant. Everything
I
else.
I can't
and
defend that.
You're right.
I can't defend that.
Right. He totally screwed Rodgers. So after that was done, then those two never came to games anymore. I'd like to know. They were all in the same building.
Yeah.
So, well, happened.
Awkward.
Have a little conversation. Anything happen? And the other thing I want to know, Clemens, is when do we get to see Rodgers at a Cubs game with Danica? When do we get to see Rodgers at a Blackhawks game with Danica? Because Danica's all about the Chicago team.
Yes.
She's sucking it up.
Born and blight.
Going all these things with Rodgers in Wisconsin.
She's supposed to do.
Yeah,
she's supporting that man.
She better suck it up.
Okay, but he can support her, too. So when does he show up at Wrigley? With Danica, or is it, I can't go, babe. You're going to have to go by yourself.
And now, I wonder if he thought after that stuff, you know, the last game and, you know, the guy allegedly buying her drink, actually just handing out free drinks, all that stuff. If Aaron's like, okay, you know, I'm backing off. Give me a suite. I'll go to the game, but I don't want to be on camera.
No,
Aaron's with the people. He'll sit out there amongst the
Well, he wants to, yeah, he wants a good seat. He wants to be down there, and, you know,
right
close to watch the competition.
Yeah, hanging out with his business partner.
OTAs are Tuesday, so he might be back. You know, he might be back now
think,
in the state. And
I would
watch.
Think I could be wrong on this, reading this.
Uh-oh.
You tell me what you think. I would think of the two of those, Rodgers and Danica, Danica would be more apt to want to be in the suite than Rodgers. I could be wrong on that.
I would agree.
But that I would be more apt to say.
I don't have a reading on her like you guys.
She would probably be more apt to. Let's go up there and we can wave to people and we'll get real nice drinks and food and we'll be good. And it'll be just fine. And I think he loves the visibility.
Sure.
He likes
it. Of course.
He loves that visibility
of
being there courtside right there. Everybody can see that he's there and all that stuff. He can talk to a player. Inbounding side out or whatever the case may be.
See, like that's the part of it I would think that he would enjoy more of.
Yes.
Like the action, like the feel of being there on the field. Like when
right.
you're the quarterback of the team,
yes.
and we know Aaron likes to mix it up a little bit more than some people like to think of. With the there's a lot of trash talking that you can hear
for sure.
when you're sitting right there, guys.
That's the
like,
reason
when
why
you're
people
right there,
love
you can
Brett
hear a
Favre,
lot
man. He
of
was,
stuff.
Brett Favre was very accessible, very approachable. That's why people fell in love with him. He's the flannel shirt guy that sits in the remote, sits in the. The lawn chair or the recliner with remote control, and you know, got him a beverage. That's people like that. And that
Bakhtiari is similar.
You don't need to be Hollywood here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have TMZ in the state of Wisconsin. The fans, they just want to say what's up. That's it. They don't want nothing from you. Just say what's up. Take a selfie.
I was at that first game when the Brewers were up in the suite, Mike. At the
you don't even need
Detroit
security.
Game.
You really don't need security.
When
the
David,
fans are your security, really.
When Bakhtiari ripped the first beer chug, Frankie was sitting right next to him. His girlfriend looked at him like,
What are you doing?
She's
don't
like,
get that beer
fade.
On me.
And then the next time, and you're right, Sparky, people around us were like taking pictures of the suite. Like, oh my goodness,
suite,
everybody's
yep.
here.
Yeah.
You saw where David was sitting right in the corner, and people were walking by giving him a fist bump. And
he's awesome, man.
He was having fun with everybody. But like to know that, the guys that you watch every Sunday or every day if you're talking about the Brewers or every day when you're talking about the Bucks, that genuinely they just still love the games.
Right.
I think that part of it's cool, too.
You know, what adds to the equation is the Brewers are contenders. You got the Packers and a future Hall of Famer and Aaron and the Bucks right now. They're so hot. But, you know, this wasn't happening in 2001 when the Bucks and George Karl were there. I don't remember. I just don't remember that in the past. And I just also think that it's so smart. Of the marketing people of these franchises to do that.
Man, George Karl came over and he was just great. George Karl, I don't think I've ever met a coach like that to see something.
George Karl was swaggy.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
You know who else probably would have done that? Like a
just
Pat Riley.
Truly love him.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like
exactly.
a Pat Riley.
Just
he,
acknowledge
he
it, man.
It.
What's
yep.
up?
Yeah, you know, he understood it.
I'm here, but that's my guy. You know, what's up? He's just a fantastic guy.
So if David Bakhtiari is going to be at the game tonight, how do I slip him, instead of whatever beer that he's drinking at the game, how do I get him a playoff Beauforting to slam?
Yeah. Oh, there, that would be sweet.
I mean, I think that's what we got to do. Right, because...
3 bottles.
Well, or, Mike, just a triple ale, because it's 8% ABV by volume.
Well, there you go.
So, if he's doing that, he better have the limo, like Leroy said, that they brought down for him.
I think you're going to have to shove it in your pants to get it
in. Hey, you can't say that.
Man, geez, talk about show me your Beauforting. Beauforting is a premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients, only 100% natural barley, hops, and fresh spring water used in the production, guys. Talk about over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. That's right, Beauforting is family-owned and been that way since 1764. They do it in the country of Luxembourg. Ever since then, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Guys, everything in their lineup, from the Chris Pilsner, that's the flagship. That one in cans might be easier for David to slam on the sideline. The smooth triple ale, you can slam it, but you can only slam a couple of them because 8%, there's going to be an issue there. The Balanced Brew and the Delicious Fruit Ale are all designed to give you the full flavor of beer that doesn't fill you up, guys. Little secret about Beauforting beer. Unlike those other imports that you're drinking that you stick a piece of fruit in to make taste good, you don't have to do that with Beauforting, because Beauforting never sold out and was now owned by a gigantic corporation. It's family-owned. Small business. Made in small batches. That's how you make Beauforting, and that's how you make it taste great. Guys, I want to personally invite everybody to a Burgers and Brews with Beauforting event. It's coming up May 28th. That's a Tuesday night, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Tavern at Turner Hall. This is a casual, no ticket necessary, come anytime kind of event. You can go in there, grab a beer, specially made burgers. They're specifically matched with a different Beauforting. We got three different styles, so you have the right one with the Beauforting. Sample the entire lineup, grab a burger, hang with the owner of Beauforting. We're flying him in from Luxembourg to be there. I'll be there. Beauforting Bill will be hanging out with people too. Let everybody know that you're having a playoff Beauforting. Plus, you'll also get free glassware, shirts, and swag to be given away at the Burgers and Brews with Beauforting at the Tavern at Turner Hall, May 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. That's a Tuesday night at the Tavern at Turner Hall. And if you're going out to the game tonight, grab a Beauforting, a playoff Beauforting, because since we've been having playoff Beauforings, the Bucks haven't lost, and we're trying to go after a sweep. Not saying that it will make them win, but it definitely can't hurt. Right, but I am saying that it is, Mike. Beauforting is Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick-A-Lane's next on the Wendy's Big Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.